This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The government's employment report for July is 39 minutes away. It'll come on top of other modestly positive news about the economy, with GDP growing more than expected in the spring and people driving new cars and trucks off the lot with a striking briskness. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now on what this means for jobs.
With consumer confidence at a five-year high, Americans are feeling pretty good. Economist John Canale at LPL Financial says we've seen stocks and home prices soaring.
Plus the decent gains in the job market, 200,000 jobs a month or so over the last year, which isn't bad.
Isn't bad. Pretty thin praise. Canale says compared to stocks and real estate, the job market's a slacker.
A lot of the jobs we've created recently have been part-time, not full-time jobs, which don't have benefits. So I still think there's a lot of struggle in there.
Government's been losing jobs. Private employers have picked up some of the slack, says Anika Khan at Wells Fargo, but
large businesses have largely been on hold in hiring. Many of them have been able to turn corporate profits without adding to their payrolls.
Good for the stock market, not so good for the workers at the companies that trade there. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.